You are entering the Dottie Kaufman Show time zone. Get a cup of coffee, sit back, relax, and don't touch that radio dial. I have some interesting guests to share with you, as well as some interesting comments and opinions by yours truly. The Dottie Kaufman Show is sponsored, in part, by Twin Tigers Karate Academy, a martial arts school based on biblical standards and values. Twin Tigers is located at 133 West Athens Street in Winder, Georgia. They have won numerous awards on the national martial arts scene and have also incorporated grappling into their teaching system. Nick and Matt Kaufman have been teaching 17 years, and their focus on detail, skill, integrity, and just plain fun goes above and beyond the normal. They offer family rates, private lessons, adult-only classes, beginner and advanced classes, sparring classes, and classes for families to do training together. Call 770-307-1761 for more information about Twin Tigers Karate Academy. So now, on to the Dottie Kaufman Show, where we are stirring things up. On with the show. Welcome to the Dottie Kaufman Show, and it's a spooky one today with my friend Tracy Hurst, because we're going to talk about Halloween. Hey, Tracy.
Hi, Dottie. Happy Halloween.
Well, the same to you. Are we allowed to say that?
We are. You know, and it's interesting, in all the research I've done, I can say this 100%, that our country, America, loves Halloween. I mean, we spend, Dottie, over $5 billion, yes, with a B, billion dollars celebrating it. And that includes decorations, costumes, candy, and we... It's the largest volume of candy sold during the entire year.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, I know there's a lot of different opinions on it, but I can just say from that fact alone that America loves Halloween. And I love that we're doing a show today about where did Halloween come from? Where did some of the traditions such as trick-or-treating come from? And we're going to look at pros and cons. And what I like about this show is we're just stating facts here and also even the pros and cons I pulled off the internet. But I think we're going to learn something more about Halloween, which will be great wisdom and knowledge as we move forward and celebrate today.
Right. And let me just say that I have fond memories of Halloween, but I also have some scary memories that really, really scared me. I mean, we're real weird things. And I grew up, we trick-or-treated and all that kind of stuff. And one of the fondest memories I have was my dad presented me with a surprise Halloween party that included all kinds of good eating and all kinds of friends. And he did up this little invitation for me because he was a printer. And I thought that was the neatest thing, but we had apple bobbing and you know, healthy things like that. So that part wasn't scary, but he helped decorate with spider webs and things like that. That was so much fun. But when I got a little bit older and got into certain, you know, church situation, then it was all of a sudden very taboo. I mean, you couldn't do anything on Halloween. It was bad, bad, bad. So I went from one view to another view. And now I'm kind of like in the middle. So
Me too. Uh-huh.
So I'm glad that we're discussing this because I like to dig. I like to find the history of things. I like to be able to say, you know, you're doing this certain thing, but do you even know why you're doing it? You know, and make people aware, and then they can make their own choice, and it's an educated choice.
That's right. We can all make those choices, you know, and I do think it's great to have an understanding about it. And like you, I had fond memories as well. you know, my mom dressed me up as a devil as an adult. I'm like, why did you do that? You know, but it was fun when she did it. I had my pitchfork. I went around, got tons of candy. And for kids, it's all about the candy, you know.
Yeah.
So I like that we're going to give some information today for those who are listening. Just to, again, you know, when I did this research, Dottie, I went on history.com. I even went to a Wiccan website. I went to some Christian websites. And so what you're going to find is this information here is non-biased, but the facts,
okay,
the truth. And so
good.
Let me just say up front that this is just going to be great information.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So where did Halloween come from? All right. Well, it dates back 2,000 years ago to the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain. And that festival and those people, it's now considered Ireland, United Kingdom, and Northern France. And November 1 for the Celtics was their New Year. So October 31st was like their New Year's Eve to them. Okay.
Well, yes.
And so, yeah, so October 31st to the Celtics was literally the mark of the end of the summer and the harvest, and it began the beginning of the dark and cold winter. And oftentimes, especially back 2,000 years ago, the winter was associated with human death. A lot of people didn't make it. Common colds that we now have medicines for back then, they would, you know, die from.
Mm-hmm.
And so how they celebrated their quote-unquote New Year's Eve through their festival is they built huge sacred bonfires. And people would gather around the bonfire and they would burn crops. They would sacrifice animals to their Celtic deity.
Mm-hmm.
And they would wear costumes. And their costumes, as you can imagine, were typically animal heads and skins. And what the activity was around the fire, in addition to sacrifices, which let's remember, animal sacrifice was done in all religions back then.
Right.
Okay? They would give fortunes because they believed that with the dark winter coming, they wanted to move into the winter with looking at the future, and they were looking for a word of encouragement.
Mm.
That's basically where Halloween came from. So again, it's the Celtic festival. It was their New Year's Eve.
Why did they wear costumes around the fire? Was there a reason for that?
They believed that it would please their deities. And their deities, okay, they worshipped the animal gods. They worshipped the fruit gods. That's where, believe it or not, the bobbing of apples comes from. You know, imagine all the deities that they worshipped back then. They did not have knowledge of the one true God. And so they would worship all little g gods.
Uh-huh.
And so everything that they did was to worship and serve these small gods.
Oh, okay.
So that's basically where it came from, okay? However, on May 13th, 609 A.D., Pope Gregory III decided that he wanted to expand the festival, okay, and include the All Saints Day. So he moved the observance of All Saints Day, that means honoring all the martyrs for Christ, he moved it from May 13th to November 1.
Wow.
And so the church began to say, hey, we need to somehow bring in honoring our dead. Just as the Celtics are celebrating this, we need to bring the church activity in. And so that's when things began to shift.
Ah. So he was saying, we want the Christians to be represented in this holiday. So he moved that so that we could honor those people that had spoken out for Christ, like you said, or died for Christ, as an alternative maybe for those who didn't believe in the fruit god and the animal god.
Exactly. So he was basically saying, we know who the one true God is, and we want to somehow honor him on the day, okay,
mm-hmm.
that the Druids are, you know, celebrating their deities. Well, we're gonna serve our God. We're going to make a shift here, and we're going to have All Saints Day. And that's where, that day is where you see the church would, you know, dress up as angels. They dress up even as devils, it says. Mm. They would dress up and they would then honor all the martyrs and all those who have passed away who love God.
Okay.
So you see the church coming in and saying, you know what, we're going to take this back. And we're going to make it fit
our
belief system.
They were trying to redeem something that they felt was going to the evil side.
Yes.
Okay.
So Halloween then comes to America. So basically, a huge shift when Pope Gregory brought the observance of All Saints Day. But then Halloween came to America in the second half of the 19th century when there was an influx of immigrants. So in 1846, I loved learning this, Dottie. In 1846, we had millions of Irish fleeing to America because of a potato famine.
Right.
And all the Irish would then come and bring and popularize, you know, Halloween as a national holiday. So when they came and introduced us to it, okay. So, again, we're kind of doing All Saints Day, but then they came, and that's when Americans began to dress up in costumes and go house to house asking for food or money. And that's what is known now as trick-or-treating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I can see where the Irish would have come over, and some of their traditions that they had been doing wouldn't have fit in the New World, and so it was tweaked a little bit, like the bonfire, which I understand used to be called the bone fire because of their sacrifices at the time. So they would probably brought the bonfire over, and dressing up was fun, so they brought that over, and it probably, I'm going to guess, during that time, lightened up a little bit.
Yeah, and it's interesting, that's where the jack-o'-lanterns came. And did you know, Dottie, that originally it wasn't carving pumpkins, it was turnips.
Mmm!
Yeah, so there was a carving of turnips, but now it's the carving of pumpkins. And so that belief system is, you know, you want to scare the evil spirits away. And so
I can't imagine eating turnip pie.
Either. I don't know that they did, but that's what they carved. And so it's so interesting learning all these things. Also, let me say this was another interesting thing that those of you single women who are listening, you may like this. Halloween, okay, and the Celtics believed that with the fortune telling that you were going to be able to see if you'd be married by next Halloween. And so the bobbing of apples was, okay, the woman who got the first apple was going to be married by the next year.
Ah.
So some of the superstitions, you know, and some of those belief systems, definitely. You know, now we just bob for apples because it's fun. We carve pups because it's fun. But there really are reasons why and where it originated from.
Now, in the Christian realm, Tracy, is there a need to be horrified at this holiday of Halloween? Do we need to be wary of it or scared of it, or do we need to put it behind us and not celebrate it? In all your studies, how do you see that?
You know, I can't give a definitive answer. I think the best thing we can do is have programs like this and gather knowledge and understand it. And then we have to make decisions for our families that fit our belief systems and our convictions. So
yes.
I think you're going to see, you know, the Christian community do many different things.
Yes.
And in the 1800s, what America did was they tried to mold Halloween into more about the community and neighborly get-togethers than about ghosts, pranks, and witchcraft. So America has really tried, like we discussed this earlier, America has tried to make it its own holiday. And although they've got some customs and things that go back to the Celtic Festival of Samhain, we also know that the church, Gregory Pope's gotten involved. And so we've tried, I think now, Dottie, we'll see that most families are just looking for a night of fun.
Yeah.
You know, one mom, even this morning, she had some elementary school boys, and they're wanting to wear scary costumes, and she said, no, we're going to wear costumes. You can be a ninja. You can do this or that. And so I think most families, they're not in it to try and bring scary things out. They're just looking at it as a night of fun. But I think sometimes ignorance can be bliss, Dottie.
Yes, yes.
And I think when you understand the origins and do some research in a non-biased way, it will change your ability to enjoy the day somewhat.
Right,
I believe.
Right. Well,
again, you just need to recognize that every day God has made, and we will rejoice in that.
Well, did you read anything about the, of course, you explained about the All Saints Day and having that moved and honoring those people, but did you read anything about this, the Halloween thing about the spirits coming out and all the evil spirits being in the air? Can you kind of give us an overview of that part?
Sure. So the Celtic priests and the Druids, during the festival of Samhain, they believe that the ghosts of the dead return to earth. So they believe that these ghosts cause trouble, damaging of crops. And so they thought that the presence of these otherworldly spirits, okay, made it easier for them to make predictions about the future. So there was a welcoming of these spirits of the dead. There was a welcoming and an awareness of these particular spirits coming back because of their bonfires, because of the sacrifices. They believe that these spirits actually assisted them in their future.
Mm.
So you're right that there's definitely more of a celebration of the dead versus, I think, in America, our Halloween is, we're not necessarily celebrating that.
Right.
However, you know, Jews don't celebrate Halloween. Muslims don't celebrate Halloween. And Hindus don't celebrate Halloween. And in my research, I thought, well, isn't that interesting that these religions in particular, you know, do not participate in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, again, as America, we've tried to take maybe something that is dark, and we've tried to bring some light to it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. As long as we don't give credence to something dark in our lives. Now, Tracy, you and I both know that anybody that really wants to can take anything and turn it into an evil, dark, hateful thing. And so when you talk about dressing up, you have those people that want to dress up scary, horrible, and use that opportunity to do not nice things. And so that could be at any time of the year it happens.
Correct.
But at Halloween, it just seems like a vulnerable time because everybody is dressed up. You go with the flow. You get into that spooky kind of movement. And as long as you keep the light part of it, like my dad did with the little party. I love the fall celebrations. I love the apples and the hay rides. I love the kids dressing up as long as they're not gory and bloody and yucky. I love that part of it. That's not a problem if we can keep it at that level and not sink, because, you know, you in your own life, you went through the dark era, and I would think you know how that feels, how easy that would be to slip into the dark side of that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and researching some of the Wiccan websites, I mean, they take this day very seriously, and they definitely have their rituals that they do. And so, I think, like you said, we just need to, there's so many pros to this day. you know, and as I looked online, I literally typed in pros and cons of Halloween, and I went to all different types of websites, and I just thought, you know, it's great to share these because there are pros to this day, and there are cons to this day, you know. And I think, Dottie, and I'd love to hear your thoughts, it's up to us on what we're going to focus on. I mean, there are so many great things that we can do. We can celebrate as a family. We can get to know neighbors more by trick-or-treating. There are so many great points to this day.
Yes, I can see that. I love celebrating fall. I love the idea of celebrating harvest. And the end of October is just the right time to celebrate harvest because obviously the pumpkin grows at the end of the, you know, the growing season. Mm-hmm. So that's a great thing to celebrate. I love to see the costumes of the little kids. And as long as they're not ugly, nasty, bloody, gory stuff, mm-hmm. I love that. And the candy, it's okay. I don't particularly like the trick-or-treating thing. I do like the fall festivals where the kids, you know, the kids, and a lot of churches in my area are doing this. Tons of churches are doing this where you can actually go to the fall festival and go from booth to booth to booth and pick up candy, and you don't have to go house to house. For one thing, Tracy, it's dangerous to go house to house these days.
Yeah.
Unless you have an adult holding your hand. It's really just, you know, not a safe thing, and I don't get a whole lot out of that. But there are a lot of things to like. I like the pumpkins with the lights in it.
mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think you're bringing up some great points. That, you know, I love, you know, the Pope Gregory, where he said, let's take this day back. And so one of the things I did, Dottie, was I put scriptures on every piece of candy I handed out years ago, and it was Psalm 34, taste and see that the Lord is good. And I think it's a great time to teach kids to say thank you, to be bold, to use their manners. So there's some great parts to it. And I think everyone get some knowledge of what Halloween is, but you decide how you and your family want to celebrate it. You know, we have a harvest party at my house. My daughter's 7, and she wants us to hide bubblegum all around the house, and when it's dark, she's going to get a flashlight, and she keeps into bubblegum, so she says no chocolate, which I don't understand that, but she wants all bubblegum, and we make pizza, she gets a harvest present, and let me just say, my 7-year-old has a blast, and she misses nothing. We don't live in a neighborhood where there's trick-or-treating, so we do our own thing. And so, again, I think that's the thing is, you know, get some knowledge, and hopefully we gave some today, and then you decide what you want the day to be, and you make it a great family day.
I agree with you. I think there is good to salvage out of the day of Halloween. I think it's here to stay. I don't think it's going to go away anytime soon, and I think as Christians, there are things that we can glean and we can do and we can celebrate. We can celebrate anything. I had a church that we took an old teenage nightclub with one of those balls that spins around and has all the lights come shooting out of it. We took that and made it our church, and we redeemed it. And we used to call the ball the Billy Ball because our pastor's name was Bill. So we redeemed it, and that's what we need to do. And Tracy, we're going to continue this discussion for our show next week. So if you want to hear part two, because there's a lot more to come, if you want to hear part two, hang on. Thank you again, Tracy Hurst, for being on the Dottie Kaufman Show. Thank you for listening today. Join us again next time to hear more information, inspiration, and just plain fun. Also, go to www.dottiekaufman.com. That's DottieKaufman. And find out who my guests are going to be, upcoming events, and join the blogging conversation. If you are interested in advertising your business, your event, or your new book on my website, let me know by emailing me through the website. Come on in. and help me stir things up. Join us next time on The Dottie Kaufman Show. Oh, and if you like my new original theme music, go to DeborahHightower.com and tell Deborah what a great job she does. That's DeborahHightower.com.